kind of man of war. Check, check.
Once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you from the lovely city of Austin, Texas, in the United States of America, and I greet you in that name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses. He indeed is Lord, Lord of all, Lord over all. In Him we live and move and have our being, because you and I are those that have been bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus. We are walking out this life in connection with Him. We are walking out this life according to His plan and purpose. We are walking out this life going from glory to glory and from strength to strength. And though we may have had our trials, though we may have had our tribulations, though we may have had our difficult times, in the midst of all of this, God is in control. He is glorified, and we are okay. You know what? We're okay. If you look and you see, and you look at all that you've gone through, and all the struggles, and all the trials, and everything else, you are all right. You know, sometimes I know that in the midst of the troubles that we face, and you feel that press, and you feel the pressing around you, you feel the attacks of the enemy, you're in situations, and sometimes those situations can feel hopeless. And I stress on the word feel. And you can feel like there's no way out. You know, honestly, it's just a feeling. See, when God liberated the children of Israel from the land of Egypt, boy, I tell you, if there was a set of people that would have felt like they would never get out, it would have been them. Because they were uneducated, they were in slavery, they were in bondage, and they were incredibly strong, oppressive force that held them in captivity and used them for whatever they wanted to use them for. I mean, they were stuck as a people. And in that process, though, God had His own plan, His own intention, His own timing. You know, 400 years that they were in slavery in that place. And yet God, in His perfect ordained timing, said, this is going to be when I bring my people out. And He brought them out with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. And God has a way with His people of bringing them out. Bringing them out of whatever bondage that they're in, bringing them out of whatever slavery that they're in, bringing them out of whatever addiction is holding them, bringing them out and setting them free. The key is to look unto Him, the author and the finisher of our faith, to allow His power, His Spirit, to do that which you cannot do. Because it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. So we don't do it by force, by brute force. We don't do it by power. We don't do it by political connection. We don't do it by favors in this world. We don't do it by anything other than the Spirit of God. And God, by His Spirit, works out the miracle that you and I could not do. See, that's part of, you know, when God, when He, you know, in the history of, you know, the children of Israel, when you go forward a little bit and you look at Gideon, I mean, God kept cutting down Gideon's numbers. You know, he had what, 30,000 plus men. And God started getting rid of people. He started, you know, removing people from that army until Gideon got down to just having 300 people. And, you know, God did that on purpose. Because in the end, He wanted people to know and to understand that it was only Him that delivered them. And you know, if they had 30,000 men out there, they might have turned around and said, you know, yeah, I mean, we had a decent-sized army. I mean, yeah, we were outnumbered, but, you know, we had guys that were really willing to fight and were willing to fight hard and fight well, and so that's what happened. You know, and God's not going to have that. You know, He will receive all the glory, all the honor, all the praise for what goes on. You know, He will be the one to be glorified in all that takes place. Not man, not our flesh, not our best intentions, not our great planning, not our perfect ideas and the ways that we can make things work. None of that. It's going to be Him. He is the one. He is the one that is glorified. He is the one that is praised. He is the one that we look to. He is the one that brings us out and through. And when we begin to rest in that, there's a place of rest in that. There's a place where you and I stop and understand how this works. And you can rest in that place. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Now, the rest that He gives, it comes on His terms. But when somebody comes unto Him, they put down their burden at His feet, and then He says, "Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus does that with us. And that place of rest is a place where we understand that apart from Him, we can do nothing. But in Him, all things are possible. In Christ Jesus, all things are possible. And you know all of the everything I'm saying to you right now, these are all coming from the Scripture. All this stuff is the truth of the Word, and it resonates in your spirit because you know this. And part of our learning process, part of our going from glory to glory and from strength to strength and ultimately to oneness with the Spirit of Christ Jesus is making that transition from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, from our own way and doing things apart from Him and trying to do it versus coming and stepping into Christ Jesus and doing it as the Spirit of God would lead you, as the Spirit of God would guide you, as the Spirit of God would flow through you, as you are not separated from Him, but as you are walking in step and in oneness with Him. And there's a difference, you know. I mean, recently I was talking with some friends and they were talking about denominations. Now, listen, in the religion of Christianity, the very nature of a denomination denotes division. The very nature of a denomination denotes division. So when you have a denomination, it basically says you are divided. It says that you are separate from this other group over here and that other group over there. Now, is there any separation in Christ Jesus? No, there's not. There is no separation in Christ Jesus. So, for the follower of Christ, you know, in spirit, there's a oneness in spirit. And the thing is, so often what people try to do when it comes to denominations is they want to get people to come to their denomination, to be a part of their club. And it doesn't work like that. The way that it works is you and I line ourselves up with the Spirit of God. We allow this mind to be in us. We allow this mind to be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. And when that mind of Christ is in us, there is a oneness in the realm of spirit that then flows over into everybody that you meet that's also done the same thing. And there's no separation. There's neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free. There's all one in Christ, part of the body. That's what happens. It is not a club. But you know, people do that because there's something in the heart of man, you know, fallen man, that needs to do that. And, you know, we make excuses for people because, you know, we like them and, you know, they mean well. But ultimately, that stuff is not from God. You know, even when Jesus was talking to the early church, he said, a time will come that they will put you out of the synagogue. You know, because of me. Now, you know, he didn't tell them to leave. He said they're going to throw you out because you walk with me, because you trust me, because you know me, because you hold to the confession of who I am. So a time comes where the world and those that are part of the world and those that are part of the darkness will try to put you out, or try to crush you, or try to destroy you, or try to do something against you because of who you are in the realm of the Spirit. That happens. That's part of the deal of being here, all right? So don't be upset. Don't be perplexed. Don't worry. Don't stress. This is normal. This is par for the course. The thing that your focus can rather be is, okay, since you know that's going to be part of what you're going to experience while you're here, take the time to understand what your approach and your response can and should be. Because if you keep responding with the woe is me, why are these people, these bad people attacking me for no reason, you know, you're going to be doing that your whole life. Instead, approach it from the standpoint of the realm of the Spirit. You know, one, praise God in the situations that you face. Two, take authority in Jesus' name over those situations, because you can, in Jesus' name, you can rise up. In Jesus' name, you can bind every demonic force that would come across your path. You know, would to God that we would have a people that moved in the power of God, and everywhere that they went as representatives of the light and the truth, that they would destroy the works of the devil every time. Every place that they came across it, that they would shine bright and destroy every work of the devil that they crossed. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be fun? But you know, everybody's just so nice. You know, everybody's just so nice. You know, we tolerate the cancer of this world, i.e. the world system and the devil and, you know, those that serve it. While they throw curses, while they throw destructive intent, while they do things to try to sabotage you in the natural and in the physical and in the realm of the Spirit and against your mind, we just kind of give them a pass. But you know what? Not everybody. Oh no. There's a growing set of people that within the body of Christ that understand who they are, understand the calling of God for such a time as this, understand the power of God that works in them, and move in that. And they go into places and they do exploits, and they destroy the works of the devil. And the devil does not want you to understand what that is. He does not want you to move in that. Because Gideon, 300 men, destroyed an entire army that was like the sands of the seas when they looked out. They just covered the earth. And when they turned around, they just destroyed, they decimated themselves. So when you start to understand who you are in Christ and you move in the Spirit of God, you become the most dangerous and lethal thing on the face of the earth. You know, and the devil does everything that he can to try to destroy you, to try to trick you, to try to compromise you, to try to seduce you, to try to crush you, to try to depress you, to try to whatever he can do. He tries to steal your resources. He tries to undermine your credibility. He tries to strip your confidence. He tries to pollute your faith, your sureness in the Word of God. Oh my gosh. Look at Luke chapter 4. What does he do with Jesus? in Luke chapter 4. You know, if. He's like, if you're the Son of God, do this. If you're the Son of God, do that. If, doesn't it say this? Doesn't it say that in the Word? Always trying to sow doubt. Always trying to sow deception. Always trying to sow deceit into your mind. Did God really say? All the way back to Genesis. He hasn't changed. The devil hasn't changed. Thousands and thousands of years he's running the same game. Did God really say? Yes. Yes, God really said. You know, Jesus was just like, get behind me, Satan, when he tried to pop up through the people that were around him. And when he faced him straight on, and when he faced him straight head to head, Jesus responded, it is written. He knew what the Word said. He is the Word. There is no separation. You know who you are. Listen, all authority on heaven and on earth was given unto Christ Jesus. You are in Jesus Christ. So all authority on heaven and on earth, you move in that as you move with Christ. That means everywhere that you go, you do exploits against the devil. Jesus came for this reason, the Son of God was manifest, to destroy the works of the devil. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. So Christ Jesus manifest in us for what reason? To destroy the works of the devil. All of his works. That means his works in your personal life. That means his works in your mind. That means his works in your body. That means his works in your family. That means his works in your city. That means his works in your state. That means his works in your country. That means his works in this world. For this reason, Christ Jesus was manifest in you to destroy the works of the devil. For this reason, Christ Jesus was manifest in you. And for you and I, it is time to tap into that. It is time to move in that. It is time to realize that the things that we do in connection with the Spirit of the living God are to destroy the works of the devil. Unapologetically, we do not have to apologize for it. We do not, just like a conquering army does not apologize to the ones that it's conquered. There is no apology. There is no sorry. There is no sorry. There is no quarter for the devil. There is no quarter for the enemy of our soul. You have to understand that the enemy of your soul, his entire objective, if he could have his way, would be to drag you to hell with him. And the entire world to destroy it and to take every soul to a Christless, eternal grave separate from God. That's what you're dealing with here in this world. That's what you have to deal with. Now, you've been given the power in Christ Jesus to destroy that. What are you going to do with that? Will you walk in that power? Will you move in that power? Will you apply the Word to your life? Will you apply the Word to the situations you face? Will you allow God to put a vision in your soul for something more? Or are you just going to try to play the devil's game? Year in and year out, hoping something will change. Listen, the world is not going to change. The world system is not going to change. And by the way, you're not going to beat the world system either. If you try to do things by the world's way and by the world system's way, you're not going to change anything. You have to learn to flow with the Spirit. I know a bunch of you guys, you already do. Just take confidence in that. Flow with the Spirit. Whatever He has for you to do, do it. However it is that He has for you to walk, walk in that. Whatever it is that He has, that He's burdened on your heart, move in that. Do the exploits that God has for you to do. Walk in the truth that God has put in your heart and in front of you. Be what God made you to be. Love Him with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, all of your strength. And allow the life of God to flow through you. And out of that love and out of that life, love your neighbor as yourself. Be that extension of God's love and heart in the world. But here's something too, all right? Loving your neighbor as yourself does not mean turning a blind eye to sin and to the world and to the way the world does things. No, not at all. Not at all. John was thrown in jail by Herod for what reason? You know, he said, hey, you can't take your brother's wife. It's not right. And Herod didn't like that. Why? Because he's the king. You know, he was the king of the time. So he didn't want somebody telling him what he could and couldn't do. He didn't want somebody telling him that there's a standard. He didn't want anyone telling him that there's consequences for his actions. But John was giving him the truth. John was telling him what it was that would help his eternal soul. And in the end, Herod chose to go the way of Herodias. He chose to, like any fallen king, try to put out the light, try to destroy the prophets of God, try to destroy those that are the truth speakers, those that would help, and those that would make this world a better place. And now where's Herod right now? Where do you think Herod is right now this day? Well, unless there's some surprise in there that's not recorded in the scripture, he's not in a very good place right now. All of his power, all of his possession, all of his worldly might and worldly strength, nothing. It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And that's why, too, all the people in this world that count themselves for something, let me tell you, there is a moment of reckoning coming. And you don't know when it is. You won't know when it is. It comes like a thief in the night. Comes at a time and a day and a moment that very few expect or see coming. And when it comes, you shift from this temporal reality into an eternal place of accounts being settled, of judgment. It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. This is it. This is your moment. This is your time. This is your chance to get right with God, to be found in Him. Listen, if you can hear this, if you hear the sound of my voice, the thing you got to know is that it's not too late for you. Okay? So
it's not.
You know, but you gotta choose it. You gotta when God reaches out to you, you gotta respond. When God speaks, you've gotta listen, you've gotta answer. You've got to respond as the Spirit of God would quicken you. And you can't stiffen your neck against the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit. So, you know, hey, choose this day whom you will serve, and choose light and truth and follow in that path. All right, hey, we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can reach us through our Facebook page, but hey, these days if you want to actually find out what's going on our Facebook, you're probably going to have to check the page direct because the news feeds, the organic side of it, is getting less and less and less as time goes on. So anyways, and there's a YouTube channel there too, but you know, you guys know where we're at, so just check in as you'd like. God bless you. We'll talk to you sometime soon. All right.